Many, many child care centers have closed because of the pandemic, and that means thousands of parents are on wait lists trying to get their kids into daycare. Parents and educators are fed up with this. At the end of their ropes, KYW's Antoinette Lee was in Monco, where childhood education leaders and advocates went to an empty classroom and tried to convince state lawmakers to do something to help.
My Mexic is a policy director for Children First. The nonprofit is highlighting 30 classrooms in 30 days they say have been closed due to the lack of child care funding.
These classrooms are empty because there is not adequate staffing. In Pennsylvania, the average child care worker makes only $10.69.
She says 32,000 children across the Commonwealth are sitting on wait lists due to staffing shortages.
Parents can't get to work. Our economy suffers.
Zakiya Boone, CEO of Wonderspring in Narberth, says while they appreciate the federal funding that helped expand access to some pre-K classes, they still need supplemental support for infants, toddlers, and other preschool programs.
We've had to reduce our hours. Then there are nearly 150 children on the wait list who cannot even have any access.
The group is asking legislators to support an additional $2 an hour wage increase for child care workers in the state. That comes to a total of about $115 million. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.